Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today's news, rumors, and headlines. It's actually a great headline, and the dynamic duo of me and Matt over in the Golden State are here to bring it to you. Two guys you can rely on for sure. Matt, interesting news. Mikey Garcia is willing to move up not one, but two weight divisions. Kind of reminds me of Kell Brook moving up two weight division to face Gennady Golovkin, but the 147-pound Gennady Golovkin isn't really looking like Triple G in Keith Thurman, but it still sounds like a sexy matchup. Now, do you think it's something that Thurman would entertain? But before you get into all that, man, how's it going over there in California?
Good. I was just at the Jason Quigley media workout for his fight with Glenn Tapia. We should have some content up on the YouTube page of the Boxing Voice probably tonight. That's up to Nestor Gibbs over there. But, yeah, this is a
– Actually, shout out content. To Anthony, who's actually going to be taking care of that. Send me over
shout out Anthony.
Whatever social media you want, you know, on the video itself so I can forward it to him.
Okay, will do. But yeah, I think it's an interesting topic because there's different ways to look at it. From like Keith Thurman's vantage, like Mikey Garcia is nothing to him. Like that's not a good route for him to take. People will give him shit for this fight. Similar to Triple G, Kell Brook. Like, yes, we applauded Kell Brook for striving for greatness, whatever that means. And we said that Triple G was cherry picking. So it's a different story for each fighter. In this matchup, when you have a guy coming up two weight divisions, you know, if it was Terrence Crawford moving up a weight division fighting Keith Thurman, it's a little bit different. It is because it's one weight division that's much more common in boxing and more successful too. So I don't know if this is any sort of valid story, to be honest, because it could just be Mikey Garcia talking in front of a camera and just spouting out a name and shouting out a call out he knows will not get a yes back.
No. Listen, Mikey's in that Al Haymon world. He won that title versus Lata Cannon thanks to Al Haymon. And he's never struck me as the, you know, Canelo Alvarez type. Say something, mean something else. No way, Jose. No way. The kid stood ready. In the
All boxers do that, though. Come on.
No. When have you known Mikey to do that? Come on. No way.
I don't have a case of Mikey doing it, but all fighters are promoters of themselves in a sense, and promoters lie. So if you're trying to self-promote, you're gonna say half truths. I'm not gonna say lies, half truths. Would he fight Keith Thurman? Probably, yeah. Mikey's a
why great. Can't he just be confident in his skills? I'm paraphrasing. I know you're gonna give the world the actual quotes, but I'm paraphrasing. One of the quotes was he said Thurman is skilled, but I don't see that elite skill, you know? I don't see what I like to see. So maybe he just sees a vulnerability that he feels he could capitalize on. It doesn't necessarily have to be him blowing hot air or being full of shit. I mean, I think that, yo, he's a big boy. And, you know, ever since he came back, all he said, he wants the big fights. He wants unified. He wants big things, and he doesn't want to fight forever. So he's going.
I think there's bigger fights that are more in the realm of reality. Let's be honest. I don't want guys moving up two weight divisions and fighting champions. Like I don't think we should applaud that in the sport. I think we should applaud guys fighting the mandatories and unifying divisions, and then moving up and fighting at a higher weight class, and then after doing the same thing in that weight class, moving up. That's what we should applaud.
But to be honest, Matt, from what we've seen from Thurman, his last four fights, no one is going to be calling in here saying, oh, I'm afraid for Mikey Garcia the way that some were afraid for Kell Brook. And rightfully so, because he broke his orbital bone. But are you
also expecting Keith Thurman to doesn't have the diehard fans like Triple G does?
All right, forget about
fanboys. I think he is the GOAT of all time.
But forget about fans. I'm asking you: do you think Keith Thurman has the power that
Keith Thurman knocks out Mikey Garcia?
Golovkin perception over this fight.
Keith Thurman knocks out Mikey Garcia if they fight next.
Disrespectful to the Garcia.
It's not disrespectful to Mikey Garcia. Mikey Garcia is a great fighter, but you jump up two weight divisions and fight the arguably the biggest puncher in the division other than Errol Spence, in all honesty, and who's a bigger fighter, who's an excellent boxer as well, who's mean, aggressive, can fight on the back foot and the front foot. It presents a lot of issues to Mikey Garcia that he's never seen in his career. Mikey Garcia looks amazing against Orlando Salido. But is he going to look amazing against Keith Thurman? I highly doubt that.
Matt, let me tell you something. I wonder, okay? Because I got video of a guy that said he knocked out 220 pounders. Now MD goes in there, puts hands on you. All of a sudden, you want to respect weight divisions.
I think that, is there a possibility that Mike Garcia wins? Of course there is. But I think that, again, we should not applaud guys moving up two weight divisions. Like, we have divisions and rankings for a reason. We should respect them. That is the essence of it. That is the purist in me that wants to protect the sporting aspect of prize fighting.
So bottom line to you, it's not a competitive fight. You don't think we should...
It'll be competitive for the first six rounds, but eventually the power and the size difference will just be a difference in the fight. It will pay dividends in the later rounds. I don't think Mikey Garcia lasts past 10 rounds. And that's no discredit to Mikey Garcia. He's a great fighter. But I think if he moved up gradually and then fought Keith Thurman in 2 years, 3 years, I rate his chances much highly, much more highly.
How big is this fight, though? Like, how big?
It could be big. It could be big. That's why I...
If it get announced tomorrow, is it as big as Kell Brook Golovkin or is it just lukewarm big?
It's different, obviously, because you have the UK fan base added in there. And that's always a... very passionate fan base. But then again, you have Mike Garcia with the Hispanic fan base. So it depends on where they put the fight. I think if they put the fight in an area with a demographic that's filled with Hispanics, I think you're going to get that huge atmosphere for it. It would feel like a big fight. And again, these are two really good fighters and two potentially great fighters. And, you know, if they keep going on their trajectory, they're probably going to be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Do we do this one in Los Angeles, or Thurman is the A side? He has two belts. Do it where Thurman wants, maybe in the Barkley to keep the fandom, or a hometown fight with Mikey. I mean, there's really not.
Obviously, Mikey's
population in Florida. I mean, there is.
I don't know if there's a massive Mexican population in Florida, but there's a massive Hispanic and Latino demographic in Florida. But
this fight doesn't deserve to be in Florida.
It doesn't. And I think
New York or Los Angeles.
And I can see it being in New York, obviously, because Mike Garcia has fought recently there in his past few fights. Keith Thurman has fought there in his past few fights. So it would kind of make sense from that standpoint. But I think if this was in Staples, it would sell out.
Yeah, but why would Thurman go to Los Angeles?
I have no idea. There's no real incentive for him other than the fact that maybe he wants that atmosphere as well. I don't know.
I mean,
he is the type of guy to take challenges like that.
I mean, it's not like he hasn't fought in LA, you know. But what I'm saying is, at this point, he's A-side, two belts. He might as well stay in the Barclays and you know, get a little Daniel Jacobs Brooklyn boxing deal. You know, wear all their clothes. You know, get some free Coke and shit. And I'm talking about the soda. Losers. Listen, we were waiting for the guy. There he is. Let's see. Are you ready there, sir?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Great. Wait a minute, because fuck it. You walked over your intro. What I do want to ask you, though, I mean, we needed a Mexican, right? Because we need to know, how big is a Mikey Garcia versus Keith Thurman? Is that, you know, does that move the needle?
Well, I heard everything.
I don't count, and I live in L.A., but it's okay.
Mexican.
I mean,
I'm not Mexican, but I'm Hispanic.
South Texas.
From a fan's perspective, and he's in Texas, so it's like die hard Mexican.
I'll tell you this. I agree with everything Matt said, both in theory and relativity, in the sense that, yes, he's right. It's a big fight, because it's Thurman, who a lot of people are starting to know, and coming off this Garcia win, it worked. Danny Garcia win worked for him. Everyone's calling him out. Fans know him. And the fact that he's going to fight someone with a Hispanic surname, it's good. The fact is, though, is Mikey Garcia did not do himself any sort of justice taking off the 2 years. I think whatever momentum he had, he's lost. I don't think he's capitalized on any coming back, really. I mean, winning a WBC title is good, all good and well for your career as a boxer, but for your career as a Hispanic fighter, it really hasn't done anything. I don't think it's that big a fight. I really don't. I think it's a really big name and a name that means something. I'll put it this way. He's a better fighter and he's a bigger threat from a technical standpoint than he is a name. That said, coming up to weight classes, I don't really know, you know, what his skills are going to be able to do against Thurman. It might be, it might be a moot point coming up that far. So look, Hispanic fans don't know Mikey that well yet. He is big on the West Coast with Hispanic fans. He does have a decent following, but he's not even close to Oscar De La Hoya status yet. And I mean, few are, of course, but look, it's nowhere even close. What a Canelo does, you know, what a De La Hoya did back in the day, like, it's not even close to that. And so, I would say that if you want any sort of evidence of what Mikey was able to do, you look at his fights with Roman Martinez. You look at some of those fights where they were categorically better when you had Puerto Rican versus Mexican and Mexican versus Mexican with Burgos. And you know, those fights didn't really do too well. And I don't think he's much higher up the plateau commercially than he was back then.
And he's not even like an Eric Morales or Barrera.
No. Know, like, well like he's said.
Yeah, he's not even that level. So I think that, yes, Mikey is big in L.A. Like, I can say that just from being around here and asking people about boxers and stuff. Mikey is a name that some casuals know and some just non-boxing fans know because of the Garcia name here. But I don't know if Mike – do you think Mikey's any bigger since that Zlatan win? Like, do you think that his stock has rose from that, Mario? Because it seemed like you didn't.
I think his stock has risen from a boxer standpoint and what it means to the rankings and what it means to his where he fits in the pound for pound talks. Remember, Mikey, before his layoff, I mean, he was a bullet train. Maybe not a bullet train, but he was rising up quick. There were pound for pound talks, not at the moment placing him there, but saying that he was a future contender to be up there. Wherever he is now, or wherever he was before he left, I think he's higher now in those pound for pound rankings. But from a commercial standpoint, I just don't see it. I don't think he's a name that, I mean, look, if he was a name, then you'd have everyone from the division down to the division up calling him out. And that's just not the case, really. He's kind of been a lost commodity, but he's still a commodity. He needs to secure a big fight, period. He doesn't need to be chasing Thurman at this point. It's not expected of him. I still think
what is a big fight?
But that is a big fight.
No, it's a big fight. No. Okay, realistic I'm sorry.
Big fight.
Yes,
that's what Mario was alluding to.
That's what I'm alluding to. Realistic
big fight.
Thank you, Matt. Absolutely.
What's a realistic big fight? Is Terrence Crawford a realistic big fight? Lomachenko, Robert Easter Jr., Linares Corolla winner? Like, what's a big fight?
No, none of those are good fights. But let me tell you, he's in he's in a position now, being close with Mayweather, closer with Mayweather, I should say, being good with Al Haymon. That, in all honesty, I think that it's not unrealistic for him to land an Adrian Broner. I know I say that all the time, but Broner's like one of those guys who really has the ability to raise someone else's profile. I'm an old wrestling fan, and they use the adage, passing the torch a lot, and
or going over. Like,
yeah, getting over. Exactly, putting someone over. And Broner's the kind of guy that can put someone over. You're right, absolutely, because passing the torch is like, it meant that he had the torch. But yes, he is the kind of guy that can put someone over. He's the kind of guy that raises a profile. And that would be the fight I would be, knocking the doors down to get, only because he's shown us that he is at least in the competition for an elite fighter, or at least in the conversation for an elite fighter. You aren't at that point where we're expecting you to go all the way up and fight Thurman. I didn't even expect Kell Brook to do that. And Kell Brook has done much more in the welterweight division than Garcia has done, period. You know, other than claiming some titles in some pretty weak divisions, or I should say shallow, because there are some solid competition in them. But I just don't think it's a needed fight. I don't think it makes much business sense to jump up that much. It needs to be really worth it. And I don't think it's that worth it, honestly.
Quick question. Matthew questioned how serious Mikey is with this call out.
Is it publicity stunt? Is it like the old Mayweather thing of just putting somebody's name out there just to do it and create
headlines? Mario, I see you shaking your head. I just want you to, you know, think well.
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I think Mikey is the kind of guy who will always fight anyone. Yeah, he's honest.
For a long time.
Exactly. I don't think that kind of trick would even come into his head. He's old school. Like he was raised in an era of boxing, or by an era of boxing, and especially in that Mexican type of household where it's those guys want to fight you. They're not saying it so that they can raise their profile to, you know, fight someone else. I think he really wants it. But the problem is Mikey has clearly not been in charge of his own destiny for a while. And I don't even think he knows how to handle it at this point now that he is in the driver's seat.
You might be right about that, Mario. Maybe he hasn't been, you know, in control of his destiny for a while, but he is now. He's a free agent with the ability to deal with Al Haymon without a contract.
Yep.
Please. He's in a perfect position right now.
No, right now, but I don't know if he knows how to be.
I'm not saying that this is the fight to make.
I want to point out Mario's point right there. Do you mean he doesn't know how to actually utilize him being a free agent? Like,
absolutely.
Okay.
But Mario, my other point, because I just like to play devil's advocate. People right away are probably going to be saying, "Oh, Ness, you're riding Thurman. You want him to get a cherry pick. So is this a cherry pick? If Thurman gets this fight, would he get as much shit as Gennady got for fighting Brooke, Matthew, and Mario?" I ask.
Mario, you can go. No, okay, you can go.
Look, I think that if he does, he probably will, but he shouldn't. And let me tell you why he shouldn't. Because what he's already done, you know, fighting Porter and Garcia, he is owed a softer touch. And Mikey Garcia is no soft touch at all. This guy has real skill. He is better, in my opinion, than most Hispanic fighters at this point in their development. You know, I'm not saying he's better right now. I'm just saying, like, where he's at right now in his development, he has risen and gotten better faster than a lot of Hispanic fighters that have come before him, and especially around that weight class. Now, that said, I don't know if he is fully developed. I don't know if this is all we're going to get from Mikey, if he is the fighter that he will always be. And I don't know how well he's going to be able to transition, but he's a bigger guy. You know, I think he eventually makes 147, honestly. He'll eventually be there. So, no, this isn't a duck. You cannot call a guy with the skill level of Mikey Garcia. A cherry pick. This cannot be considered a cherry pick at all with a guy with a skill level. There's just too many question marks. If we had seen Mikey Garcia fight, and don't forget, he did fight at the 140-pound limit, and he was kind of come back to 140. That's originally what he wanted to do. The fact that he could still make 135, you know, that's just his body type and his growth process, but he very well could be a 147 guy in the next couple of years. So no, this isn't even close to a cherry pick at this stage in Thurman's career, where he's at right now. He deserves a much softer touch than Garcia. I think it would be a decent fight for Thurman to take, but honestly, I really don't think he should even take someone that good, despite the weight class rise.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big enough fight that he risk losing or looking bad versus a smaller guy, because Mikey is very skilled in the boxing department. The problem might be that it could be a snooze fest. You know, Mikey had a stigma back in the day for, you know, being a bit boring, even though he got late knockouts. So, you know, Thurman himself is now being tagged as a runtime, right? So who knows how this might end up.
You guys sound ridiculous. Come on, man. Like, we decried Triple G fighting Kell Brook. We did. We decried Canelo fighting Amir Khan. Like, come on. Like,
well, speaking of Canelo, Matt, like,
are we not going to be consistent at all?
Well, speaking of
this, Canelo, is a cherry pick. It is.
Well, speaking of Canelo, do you like that Mikey at least said, I'll go to 147. He doesn't want to catch where he's not at.
No, I'm not. Mikey has big balls, whatever, but like, it's still a fucking cherry pick.
Now, how would this be a cherry pick when Thurman didn't call Mikey out?
If Thurman took the fight, that was your question. If Thurman took the fight, would it be a cherry pick? My question would be yes. I mean, my answer would be yes.
Okay.
Because Kell Brook was a champion at 147. Kell Brook was thought of by many to be the best 147-pounder above Keith Thurman at that time.
Hey, brother, I just want to play devil's advocate. I want both sides of it, right? That's what we're here for. So speaking of sides, we're going to go ahead and open up these phone lines. You know the number 1-4-2-5-5-6-9-50-2-41. Press 1 one time if you want to talk to the world and let them know how you feel about Mikey willing to jump up and wait, take on Keith one time, call him two times for both belts, Thurman, and, you know, looks like Mikey's going for greatness like Kell Brook did versus Gennady Golovkin, in my opinion. And if a lot of people were okay with that. So that is the question to the public. How do you feel about this fight? Is it a sexy fight? Is it a cherry pick? What is it?
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, yo! Tell the truth!
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo! Tell the truth!
What's up, boxing boys?
What up, Joe?
What's up, my TBV fam? Hey, man, this is the most ludicrous shit I heard so far this whole year. Hold up, man. Mikey Garcia staying in his lane. Who has Mikey beat? Who's his best win?
Salido and Roman Martinez?
In his own weight class. Really, you see what I'm saying? He hasn't even, I'm not even sure if Mikey can beat Robert Easter. I'm not even sure if Robert can beat Rancis Bartholomew. I'm not even sure if Mikey can beat Terrence Crawford.
Did you see that quote that Mikey put out about Robert Easter saying, I'm your Huckleberry? I had no clue what it is. I didn't even click on it. Does anybody know?
You know what that reference is, too?
No, I don't. I don't.
Really? Tombstone, man.
Dude, Tombstone. That's one of the greatest movies ever.
All time.
All right. Yeah, so what did he mean by it?
Yeah.
It means, like, I'll be your dance partner.
He was. Yeah, okay. We can get it on. Okay. We can get it popping. We can get it.
Well, cracking. Mikey's calling everybody out.
Hey, I would love that Robert Easter Jr. Mikey Garcia fight.
Of course you would. Of course, that's a dope fight.
Robert Easter Jr. is the truth.
But you don't want Mikey to challenge himself to be just like Duran and Lennon.
I'd rather him fight Terrence Crawford than Keith Thurman. That's a big fight to me.
Of course you do.
Came back off of.
Listen, to be honest, I'm only playing devil's advocate because I know I'm going to get a lot of comments in the morning. No, oh, Ness, you wasn't saying that when GGG was going to fight Kell Brook.
Joe, let me ask you something. Do you think Mikey's all the way back? Like, are you satisfied now? Like, he's gotten the ring rust off. He doesn't need to fight anymore to come back fully?
No, in his first fight at the Barclays, he did look suspect. He did get caught a lot by that guy. Forgot his name. He was on the undercard of Santa Cruz in Frampton, his first comeback fight. That's what I'm chipping off of. He's only two fights in off a two-year layoff, and he still hasn't beat anybody in my eyes to say, okay, Mikey, I'm just going off the family name. And I like the Garcias. I like the whole family. The whole boxing thing that they do, you know, check out some of their videos. But he is like Matt said, trying to get some publicity, get his name out there. But he got to get through Crawford. He got to get through all those other cats that I named earlier. And I would be a hypocrite because I shitted on Khan trying to move up and fight Canelo for the money grab. Also, Brooke trying to move up and fight Triple G. I look down upon Triple G and Canelo for doing that when they got people in their own division that they can fight. Also, it would be disrespect to Sean Porter, Berto, and all the other challengers that want to challenge Keith Thurman in his own.
Hell no. Come on, Joe. He could get a mandatory voluntary the way that Adonis Stevens just petitioned with WBC, and now he's going to fight whoever the hell he wants. Come on, champions do that all the time.
Reason why
and he just went through the gauntlet. I'm just defending the devil's advocate side. Just defending the other side.
Actually, that he would get the Pac-Man fight and take a
Yeah, right.
That's what I would hope, too.
Don't fight Lamont next.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm hoping he would do, but he does. He does need a soft touch coming off two back-to-back with two top five fighters, though. But
see that's a great point, Joe.
All right, Joe. Joe said the Pacquiao fight, Mario.
No, listen, and honestly, I wish that would be our hope. It's not realistic,
world is that Thurman got the opportunity to steal the torch.
And real quick, Joe was talking about Elio Rojas. That was the Barclays match on his comeback, and then of course he fought Zlatican, or however you pronounce it, for the WBC Zlatician for the WBC lightweight title, and so that's who he was talking about.
All right, so Matt, you there? You get my message? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know this is a spontaneous show. I ain't trying to stay up all night. It's 10:30 Eastern time. I know you West Coasters, it's early for you, so we are doing 1 minute calls. All right. 1 minute calls. Matt, could you check the time or do you want me to do it on this?
No, I got it. I got it. You do all the coins and stuff. You do all of the sound bites.
Ooh, you the man. Larry. No, and there's no one to interrupt you here. Larry from the Bay. Larry, you're wasting time.
Hey, I was just about to jump off too, but hey, big up to the Boxing Voice. Appreciate it. Hey, when I first heard this, I thought that was one of the G's moves I'd seen in a while. Mikey not only called for the Thurman fight, but called for the month to have it in. So I think he was definitely serious about that. But at the end of the day, I actually agree with Matt more so. Too many cats to fight at 130, 135, and 140. Let's make them good fights happen. Let's let Thurman fight the catch up around 147 and call it a day. I'm out.
Larry, thanks for calling in. You know what? I want to go ahead and try and play that a little bit. Let's see if we can't get that.
There's a lot of things I want to do, but you don't have enough time to do everything. I would like to be undisputed. I would also jump up right now to fight Thurman and then come back down to 40 and 35 again. It's a lot of shape.
I see those are things. You will fight Thurman?
I'll fight him.
Yamanaka.
Let's get him. Let's start calling out for Thurman. Let's get him at 47. I'll fight him at 47 in, what is this, March, April, July. How about that?
He doesn't have it.
I'll do it.
How about that? What did you think of his performance against Danny Garcia?
I expected a little more. Especially after he hurt Danny in the first couple rounds.
He came out strong.
I thought he was going to, stop him maybe or something, but then he let off the gas the last few rounds, and that's what kind of made Danny, get back in the fight. But it was a decent fight. It was close, competitive. Danny also, made adjustments and started getting back in the fight.
I don't know, Mario. Sounds serious as
You know why it sounds serious? Is because he what he says is, I want to do a lot. There's not enough time. He's saying that – the 2 years off was a huge, it hurt him. He's saying that he at this point, he wanted to be so much further in his career. And this is a way for him to hit hyperspeed. You know what I mean? And so that's why I think he's serious. I don't think it's a publicity stunt. And we've never seen this type of thing from him before.
I know. I know. Let's get out to Raymond. Remember, guys.
Oh, no. We got a ringer.
Where are we at?
Stainless from Nashville.
Oh my God. I love this ringer status because I just called like not even 30 seconds ago. If you behind me alive and mad because I just skipped you, please get on Patreon and get that ringer status. I'm telling you. As far as Garcia Thurman, I'm not really interested in any more of those step up fights right now. I'd rather see him fight Lomachenko, than Crawford, than Pacquiao, or Thurman. Pacquiao's retired, hopefully. That's pretty much all I got to say, other than please make sure that you like and share this every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. And to Alex in Australia, pull a con for me. Peace.
All right, Stainless. Let's get out to Raymond on Skype. Talk to me. Raymond just wanted to listen. Let's get out to Santiago in L.A.
Hey, guys. So, obviously, I was very taken aback when I saw that supposedly it was going to be Mikey versus Thurman and all this talk that I'm hearing right now, but it's like, I personally don't even know if he could make it to 147. I always figured he would have capped off at 140, you know. Unify the 135-pound division, take on the winner of Linares Corolla, take on Robert East Jr., then maybe a fight with Crawford. And if he's talking about coming up and down in weight, I really have to worry that that's what's really going to take it out of him if he does it, win or lose. So would I watch the fight? Yes, but I really do think that this is a fight that needs time to be made, not something that needs to be taken like that, you know, snap of the fingers or anything like that. Honestly, we'll see what happens because as far, like I always say, until I see something official, this is nothing more than talk.
Great call, Santiago. Blind man Brad, 1 minute, go.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think that he's mainly Mikey Garcia is very confident off of a big win. And I think that he was more expressing that than the desire to fight Keith Thurman, in my opinion. Because, I mean, it is a crazy thing to do, jump up so high and then come back down. It's never really worked out for anyone. So I take it like he's expressing, hey, I'm confident and I'll fight anyone. And maybe even trying to be like Terrence Crawford, what are you know, like, you know, he ducked. I'm not even thinking about you, just to make the fight more intriguing somehow, like just speculating, but still.
I like that theory, Brad. Thanks for calling in. We're going to JR from the Bronx. 1 minute, go.
Before I see, I respect Garcia for trying to move up and fighting Thurman, but before he moves up, I would like to see him fight like two more fights, like probably move up, like fight like a little fight, like it will make more sense for him to fight like a Chris Algieri to like warm up, or like a Adrian Gonaros, like those fights to get his name known a little bit more, and then to me it will make more sense for him to then call out Thurman. But right now, if he fights Thurman now, I think Thurman would probably knock him out because he's moving up two weight classes, and I don't know, I just haven't seen him face that kind of opponent yet for him to move up. But that's my call right now.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to Gabe in Salt Lake City, Utah. 1 minute, talk to us.
You know, I think Mikey is too small to move up to 147, but I think I would still probably give him some type of boxer's chance. He is a slicker boxer than Thurman. But Ness, you keep saying that you're playing devil's advocate, but I haven't heard you say, would you give Mikey a chance in the ring or no?
Man, you know, Thurman's one of my guys, man. And he's, I mean, he's moved up to 54. Like, you know, it's like, every, It's like everyone else. I need to see Garcia versus someone as big as Thurman to see how he takes and gives his punches. Like, at the division that he's at, he's still a big puncher. But is he going to be a big puncher two divisions above? I don't know. He does know. That's why I never believed that he was bluffing, because he spars with dozens of guys in that Robert Garcia Academy. So they know. He's been out of the ring 2 years. So how heavy do you think he got? Do you think he was staying at 126 for 2 years? Fuck no. That boy was probably sparring at 154. So he knows how big and how strong he can get. We are not privy to that. But if he's calling him out, I believe him. This is an honest guy. He's always been honest, always been respectable, you know, and respectful, you know, just never a reason not to believe him, in my opinion. Now, as far as the fight, man, I mean, I would definitely favor Thurman. Not as confident as Matt that Thurman would knock him out, because we just don't know. Plus, this guy's Mexican, right? Not everybody gets knocked out.
And real quick, I'll take a crack at this. Skill for skill, it's an interesting match. It's really, really a great matchup on paper. But it just comes down to, you know, how much damage could Mikey really honestly do? You know, he does spar middleweights. We have heard and seen footage of guys he sparred. He even sparred there was reports that he sparred Chavez Jr. before. So, you know, he's sparred bigger guys, but it's just I could not give him a single chance in this fight based off the weight class jump. But skill for skill, it is a very interesting matchup.
But no one can stop me, really. I'm God
gives me. Boy, there's a King Croc right there. I'm God gives me. This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my ear right off.
You need to get in the sixth round and the seventh round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, it was unbelievable.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey boys, what's going on? Look, just quick, I've got to kind of agree with Murray. I think skill for skill, I think actually even more so, I think Mike is a bit more skilled than Thurman. But jumping two weights is never an easy thing, and I personally, I prefer if he got acclimated to the weight with someone like, you know, someone ranked top 15, top 10 before tackling someone ranked top 3. But, yeah, that's my call. But I think it's a great thing that he wants to move up in weight and seek greatness and fight champions in higher weight classes. Because we all know Pacquiao did it, Mayweather did it, and they set the gold standard. So hopefully it happens in the future at some point. But I don't think just yet. I think get acclimated first and then tackle on the big guns. But that's my call, and thanks for that.
Great point about Pacquiao Mayweather.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
Marcus in DC, 1 minute, go.
Yo, man, look, it might be a call out, but I mean, it might be some publicity, but I doubt it. Mikey and them don't get down like this. But what it says is, more than anything, is more of an indictment on he's seen flaws in Thurman against Danny Garcia. And that if this is supposed to be the king of the 147, if that's the king of y'all 147, I can go get him. So, I mean, I had said this before the Zalactin fight, and maybe people have forgot I heard Mario saying, or he left at one point in time, Mikey Garcia is an ace. Very few people get an ace. That's one somebody you can put in front of everybody and you can get a win. I give him a 50-50 chance against Thurman. I think he should just go ahead and go at Bud. Maybe
you're high, Marcus.
140 and meet for a big fight and get back at Bob Arum or even Broner. But I don't think it's far-fetched. I think if he shows his skills at 140 against one of those three, I think Thurman is in the radar, because I don't think he's as skilled as those three people that he potentially fights at 140, and that's my call.
Cut it.
You're high, Marcus. 50-50 fight right now in July.
I don't know about that, but he actually made some really good points in terms of skill.
Marcus did make some good points, but 50-50, come on. Like, there's weight classes for a reason. Sorry.
Yo, Mikey asked for July because that's all he needs to get that weight right.
July is not that much time from now.
Yo, that's
not enough time to get acclimated 147. I'm sorry.
Exactly. He's giving Thurman just enough time to recover from his last fight. He coming for kill, baby. Mexican style. You already know. Yo, Mikey's always been my guy, yo, for real, man. It's just sad that he's coming at Thurman. I don't care what you say. Listen, I want to try to get to Skype here. Joe, do you want to speak, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Joe, first time calling in?
Yeah, this is my first time, guys. I've been listening to you for like 6 months.
Nice.
Happy to be out here.
All right, well, we got to give you this first time caller introduction, all right? But how'd you find us?
I was trying to catch up with the game, man, and I found you guys, and I've been listening ever since.
Great. Well, here goes this first time call introduction. Introduce yourself. Let us know where you're calling from, which is always important to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
From Guadalajara, Mexico, man. My name is Joe.
That's official. I think you're our first straight up Mexican caller, like straight from Mexico.
I think so. But hey, check it out. I'm a big Mikey Garcia fan, but I don't think he could handle Keith Thurman right now, man.
Hell no. You're sane and logical, unlike Marcus.
Exactly, man. I'm trying to be as logical as I can. I have to fight all these Canelo fans in Guadalajara, Mexico, but look, not right now. I think he should fight Crawford first before he even thinks about something like that. But that's my call, guys. Thank you very much. I'm out.
Joe, man, we definitely want to hear more from you. Listen, we're going to be doing an immediate reaction show with Gennady Golovkin and Daniel Jacobs immediately after Max Kellerman finishes doing the post-fight for both men. I'll be here. Matt will be here. I think maybe even Steven Calderon. I'm pretty sure Mario, but he's having a fight party. But don't worry about it. TBV will be here. You will get your immediate reaction off. So don't forget it, man. Mark it in your calendars. We're going to go back down this line. We got 1 minute calls for Donald. Go.
I don't think that Mikey Garcia should do that. I like Mikey Garcia and I like Thurman, and I wouldn't want to see him like do that to himself. You know, he could go up to the rankings and fight different fighters. I would like to see him try to get to 140. Adrian Granados, I say go for him at 140, and then after you go through Granados, go for Crawford. But Thurman, I wouldn't want to see him make that jump, because I know personally that when it comes to that weight, whatever weight that he's walking around at, when you move up to that division, if you're fighting somebody at 147, the guys at 147 are walking around at like 160 plus, and if you're at 130, you might not even be at that weight, and that's a very big difference, because I spar with guys who are bigger than me, and I do it for fun, and in a pro fight, it's a totally different ball game. It's not going to be your sparring session that you're having with the 154-pounder when you get in there with Thurman. It's not the same thing. Garcia, I wouldn't want to see him do that. You know, he's got good talent and cut it.
Oh, you know, I read a comment in the other day. They're like, oh, I stopped listening to the show once they used the cut it. So how the hell are we supposed to tell a person that their minute is up? Drop that in the comments, all right? Bunch of internet bullies. Who do we got? We're going to Class and Bound.
Hey, how's it going? Good evening, dudes. Mikey Garcia, Keith Thurman. It's basically the same thing I said about the other fight with Kell Brook and Golovkin and Canelo and Khan. I don't want to watch a guy get hurt. Like, we've already seen this twice. Garcia is a really good fighter, but Garcia has other fish to fry near his division. Robert Easter Jr., Terrence Crawford at 140, Victor Postol at 140 would be a good fight. Like, there's plenty of other people around his weight class that he could fight that I would like to see him go in with. And Keith Thurman has his own things with. Like, there's talk of a Garcia rematch, a Porter rematch, if Porter gets past Berto or Berto gets the shot, the winner of Kell Brook, Errol Spence. Like, there's plenty of fights to be made. And if this fight happens, I don't see it as a cherry pick, but I'd actually be really disappointed, because this is –
Remember, spontaneous show, 1 minute calls, 412-412-414. Who's this? Where are you calling in from? And are you – actually, answer that first. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
All right. How'd you find us?
I've been listening for like 2 years. Google search.
Oh, man, you're the man. You're the man. 2 years? Man, you deserve an award or something. All right, so you know all the traditions around here. We're going to go ahead and play this intro. You let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This your boy from the City of Champions. This your boy from the City of Champions, Pittsburgh, home of Billy Conn.
I didn't get the name. I didn't get the name. You're going to have to repeat that. I'm sorry.
Pittsburgh Egg, like Iggy Pop.
Pittsburgh Egg. What's going on?
Not much, brother. How you doing?
I'm happy to have you. First time caller, 2 year listener. I mean, it's a good day for me. How do you like this news coming straight from the horse's mouth? Mikey Garcia willing to jump up and wait, take on Keith Thurman.
I got to tell you, I love to hear it. Mikey Garcia is a different kind of fighter. He's out there to test himself against the best, no matter what weight class it is. You got to give him props for that. I tell you the truth, I'm a huge, huge Thurman fan. Went to Florida to see him fight Collazo. Went to Brooklyn twice for Porter and Garcia. I think Mikey swaps the floor with him. Mops the floor with him. Destroys him. Different level. Like everybody says, there's levels to this. There's levels to this. Mikey has been in the gym for 2 years and not fighting. Just like you said, Ness. He's been fighting. He ain't been keeping weight. He's been fighting. He's been in the gym. I think he wipes the floor with him. I hope to see it. I like Thurman. I'm a huge Thurman fan, but I hope Thurman takes the challenge. And he has challenged himself. You got Porter and Garcia back to back.
Cut it. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Egg. I want to make sure is it egg like egg? E-G-G.
It's like Ig, like Iggy Pop.
Oh, like Iggy Pop. All right. And you said, where's the state?
It's Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. Oh, my God. I'm bugging. All right.
Just like Pittsburgh Bruce.
I know. Just like Pittsburgh Bruce. We got another Pittsburgh guy. All right. So, Matt, get that down. Thanks again, Ig, for calling in. We're going to go from Ig to Majid in Orlando. 1 minute. Go.
Yeah, man, I just like how Garcia daring to be great and would want to take a challenge like that. But I'm kind of confused because I remember hearing that he cracked McDonald rib or something like that in sparring. So I'm just like, I don't really know what he's capable of. But if the fight happened, I wouldn't be mad. You know, I'm fucking Keith Thurman and fought the hard fight. So if he took a soft touch, it ain't the end of the world. But that's all I got.
All right, brother. Great call. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, helps us grow. And we're going to get out to our co-producer who also helps us grow and who is bringing you the big punching straight from Ireland, Jason Quigley, tomorrow live on TBV, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We'll go live and she'll give you all the details. None other than... I'm a motherfucker
monster. What the fuck did you just say? Did you just say Lance? Oh my God, what the fuck did I just heard? Did Mikey Garcia really just call out Thurman?
Yes, he did.
I think I'm gonna have to get a look. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call him this. I'm gonna call Mikey. I'm gonna get him on the phone.
Why?
I'm gonna call his brother. We're gonna call him, his mama. Call everybody. Just to know if this motherfucker is serious about calling out Keith Thurman. I mean,
he's
what the
serious.
Fuck? So Mikey Garcia crawls out of whatever fucking hall he was in, fights two fucking bums, knocks him out, and now he feels the need
Yo, so why can't he dare to be great though, Monster?
Oh my god, that sounds amazing. Why can't he dare to be great? Listen, I'll watch
y'all getting it.
I'll probably be the first one with popcorn in my hand watching the fucking fight. Absolutely, I'll be watching it. But, I mean, really, and what did Thurman beat him? What's the credit that Thurman is going to get from beating this guy from lightweight? That wasn't a hiatus for I don't know how fucking long. Again, came back and fought two bums. What credit is Thurman going to get from that?
And let's be honest.
He's going to get all the credit.
Mikey Garcia.
I mean, you're right. You're right about that. There is no glory in it for Thurman.
For Thurman. If Thurman is smart, he wouldn't take this fight. Because look what happened with Canelo taking that Khan fight. Look what happened with Triple G.
Nah. Wait a minute. Bad example. Nothing bad happened with Canelo taking that Khan fight. He didn't lose any stock. He made 600,000 pay-per-view.
Nothing bad happened.
No.
Here goes
nothing
the hipster
changed.
With his...
the more factual numbers.
For Canelo. Nothing changed for Triple G. What is going to change for Thurman? He beats a guy that's way below his weight class. You know what I mean? Wasn't a hiatus. Again, fought two bums. You know, and he looked pretty...
Whoa. Zlatican was not a bum. Or Zlatician.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that was a solid fighter.
He beat up Ricky Burns. Bad. Like, bad. Beat him up bad. Like, worse than Terrence Crawford beat him up.
Monster. Pedazo de monster. Nos vemos mañana. What time is Jason Quigley coming on?
Mañana. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
8:30. Thank you, Monster.
Maggie, don't take the fight. Don't do the fight, Maggie. Don't do it.
You know what? And I get where Monsterpiece is coming from in terms of what does Thurman get, but you know what I could see happening, honestly? This could be one of those things where you don't get credit right away, but you get credit in the future. If Mikey is the fighter that I think he could be and Marcus from DC thinks he could be, and obviously Matt and Ness both have some high hopes on him, this could be like something that impresses us down the road. Like if Mikey does get higher up those pound-for-pound ranks and really, gets his career on track in terms of that, it could be like one of those things where, like, man, he did beat Mikey Garcia at 147, even though he wasn't right there. Like, you know, it's not one of those Mayweather-Marquez moments. It really isn't that. And I don't think it's like a Canelo-Khan thing either. You know, Garcia is a guy who's he's a big 135 guy. I think he could be 140 right now and have no problem, so...
Let me get out to the employee of the month, social media content manager, Alex Lemon. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Ness? What's up, Mario and Matt? Hey, I'm picking Mikey Garcia over Keith Thurman.
Bro. Oh, man. You got some hate in your blood. Yo, he said if one Garcia can't win, the other is.
That's good.
No, you ain't got nothing to do with Danny, man.
Sure.
Mikey Garcia is daring to be great. Just like Khan, just like Brooke, everybody was talking about how big their balls were. Mikey Garcia could actually do it though. Mikey Garcia could win. Thurman hasn't shown no power since 2013. Hey.
Y'all, they're hitting you with dozens
and
of
people
sound
mention Crawford.
Bites.
What's that?
They're hitting you with double sound bites.
Yeah, they're killing me over there. I hear them. Hey, but everyone's mentioning Crawford and Loma. Of course, those would be great fights, but we all know that's not going to happen with the whole top rank situation. They're not going to give Mikey.
Why
that.
Not? Mikey said he would work with them. He's a free agent. He can work with any promoter.
Yo, this hipster is in a
he's
dream
with
world.
Top rank's not going to work with him.
I know, right? They let him.
I'll tell you what. If everyone on Twitter was saying Mikey needs to go fight Crawford, if everyone on Twitter was saying that, the public demanded that. You don't think the fighters might make it happen?
That's tough, man. Tough.
And I've read that Loma is actually – and, yeah, I've read some reports that Loma is going to take a little more, I'll say, of his own personal direction. I don't think Top Ranks is going to have as much control over future fights. Like, Lomachenko's starting to develop into his own personality-wise and career-wise.
Yeah.
And on brand.
A weird personality, a dude that plays with – a grown man with rubber duckies.
I knew you were going to go there.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That one is a little...
Yeah. Hey, that was weird. my last point is this, though. With him being a free agent, you guys, one of you guys mentioned that he's not utilizing that position he's in. I actually think he is. Yeah, he just got the title, and now he's talking about a big paycheck with Keith Thurman. And if the paycheck is there, it's always smart to go get it, get paid. So why wouldn't he?
That's a good point.
Are you
Alex.
Talking about Mikey's standpoint or Keith Thurman's standpoint?
From Mikey's.
Yeah, you could Mikey's. Only. You could
How
only,
much money would he make in that fight?
Yeah, but you could only defend That's Mike. True. You can't defend anyone else.
I mean, realistically, Keith Thurman against Danny Garcia, they both made $2 million.
Well, you know what, though?
But it's the not a bigger fight than Danny Garcia.
But adding to Alex's point is that he does make you're right, Matt. It's not going to be a huge paycheck, but it would be bigger than a lot of other opponents he could fight. It'd be bigger than a Robert Easter Jr., I think. And so if you look at it, not only does he make a decent amount of money, but it doesn't hurt his career to go up like that. Like, it didn't hurt Brooke. It didn't hurt Khan's stock. It didn't hurt Marquez's stock when they fought bigger guys. It'd be the same thing. It'd be relatively low risk in terms of your value and worth declining.
Alex, let me get to some others, man. I got to get up out of here. Ali and Dago, 1 minute, go. Shit, Ali, hold that thought. You're not up. It's 727. My bad. Who's this? First-time caller? Answer that first.
Yeah, first-time caller.
All right. So how long you been listening?
Long time, man.
Perfect. So you know the tradition.
Improved media.
Joseph, what's going on, brother? What's going on? Dan, you definitely need an intro, though, man. So you know the tradition. I'm going to get him play this first-time call intro. You got to let everybody else know who you are and where you're calling in from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Joseph from Front Row Media. Here in St. Pete, Florida.
St. Pete, what's up, brother? Joseph, man, how you been?
Chilling, man. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, guys, if you guys think I get access, this guy stays in Thurman's gym. What do you think? Thurman takes this fight, or is he laughing at it?
Laughing at it. Why does he need this? I mean, Mikey Garcia is a name, but as many have said, he's been on a 2-year hiatus. He fought two guys that are nowhere near the caliber of Thurman. If you want to move up to 47 and fight somebody, fight Peterson or fight Khan. Khan's always looking for somebody to fight. Why Thurman? Why does Thurman need this fight? He just unified the titles at 47. He doesn't need Mikey Garcia. So good move for Mikey Garcia. Terrible move for Keith Thurman.
Do you think they call Thurman a cherry picker if he accepts?
I don't see why they could call him a cherry picker because he's the one being called out. But you know there's going to be criticism. They already criticized this dude heavily, no matter what he does. So, yeah, they probably would. The public would probably be down on Thurman for this.
Is it a big fight? Because, I mean, the public kind of forgave Kell Brook Gennady. So is it big enough to be forgiven? I mean, hey, don't forget they let Canelo fight Khan without a problem.
That's true, but Khan has a much bigger name than Mikey Garcia because of the inactivity. I don't think it's big enough. I really don't think that it would generate the kind of interest with the casual boxing fan. Maybe the hardcores would like that, but the casuals who are going to spend money, well, obviously be free, but they're not going to be as interested in a Mikey Garcia fight. And the criticism will be heavy from fans like that for sure. I just don't think Thurman needs a fight like that. Now, you guys mentioned earlier in the show, you know, he needs an easy fight. I don't necessarily think he needs an easy fight, but definitely doesn't need to fight Mikey Garcia. That's for sure.
Well, all right, Joe. Thanks for calling in. I need you to call in more regularly, man. We need an inside man over there. Thanks again for calling in. We're going to go to Ali from Dago, pick up where we left off. 1 minute, go.
What's good with y'all? But it's good to see that Garcia is trying to be great, you know, but he has a lot of fighters at 135 to try to unify the titles there. And if he wants to go up in weight, he should just move up one weight class to fight Terrence Crawford. That's a fight a lot of people want to see. I think he needs to wait on the Keith Thurman fight. To me, it kind of sounds like he's a little bit underestimating Keith Thurman from what he's seen in the Danny Garcia fight. But yeah, he needs to stay at 35 and try to unify belts or fight Terrence Crawford. And that's my call, y'all.
All right, Ali. Thanks for calling in. Mr. Yes, Sir, you got a minute. Go.
Yeah, oh shit. I just think I'm gonna be fair. We called everyone who went up two weight divisions a bullshit money grab, no matter what skill we all thought someone could win or not. Both these guys are great, but let's be fair, Mikey Garcia this time is a bullshit money grab. We gotta be fair to everyone when we say our shit. Congratulations on Keith Thurman, first time being the man. He's being called out for a money fight. Congratulations, Keith. And if people or feelings are getting hurt on the cut it, cut it. You can always use those little running cartoon feet when you're running out of time or something. You know, that was cartoon feet. And that's my call.
Real quick, I want to put this into perspective, okay, because I don't think it's the same. I don't think it would be a cherry pick for Thurman, because when Canelo picked Khan, he was avoiding the Triple G fight. That's what raised it to that level. And when Triple G fought Brooke, the I guess like the catalyst was that, you know, Triple G couldn't get anybody to fight him. He couldn't get Canelo to fight him, you know, like what's his name? With the other belt,
4 pound fighter to fight him. So he got another division lower.
I don't know if he could, but I will tell you that Kell Brook is at the end of the day, his momentum, I think, and where he fit inside the division was probably better than mostly anyone else at 154. Charlo wasn't going to go up there and ruin his own run. You know, Lara was the only one asking for a fight like that, and Lara had already had his opportunity. So, you know, it's one of those things where I don't think either of those were the same situations. You know, Triple G couldn't get anybody to fight him, and Canelo wasn't fighting Triple G. Those two guys. I mean, and Triple G is following suit with Canelo. You know what I mean?
Mario,
at the end of the
day. At the time, did you think that Triple G was cherry picking by picking Kell Brook?
Honestly, yes, but
you have to be consistent.
No. See, but that's the thing is I would be consistent if I felt it was the same exact situation. I think that everything – it's all circumstantial. You know, just because you find a guy like this, you know, it doesn't mean it's the same exact circumstance. And I'm trying to find a fighter right now.
More of a cherry pick because there's plenty of options at welterweight for Keith Thurman.
No. I see, but that's the thing is you're absolutely right. But Thurman isn't in Canelo or Triple G's situation. Thurman already fought the guys that everybody wanted him to fight. We wanted him to fight Porter. He fought him. We wanted him to fight Garcia. He fought him. This is a point where now, and Matt, you agreed with me that he deserves a softer touch. This is a softer touch in retrospect.
Lamont Peterson. That's my softer touch.
Okay, and that's fine, but that's also his mandatory. You know, so he could take care of it. You're absolutely right, but I think that Thurman should be able to dictate his own terms into his next fight because the fans have dictated his terms, you know, with Porter and Garcia.
Yo, that wasn't me. All right. That bell, that was the clock for Mr. Yes, Sir, that Matt left running, but I felt you speed up your voice. We're going to go to 213. Lead off with first time caller. If you are 213, who's this?
Hello.
First time caller.
Hello.
First time caller. Perfect. How long you been listening?
A year.
Oh, so you know the tradition around here. We're gonna go ahead and play this first time caller intro. We want you to introduce yourself, Tell us where you are calling from and who you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
And calling from Kelly in the city of Angels, this is Enrico.
Enrico?
Yeah.
And wow, we got an Enrique as a co-host. All right, Enrico. So from Cali, talk to us.
Oh, but it would be a great fight because we all know that Mikey Garcia spars with Chino and Chino Maidana, and also with what's the other guy's name? Shit, that was in the gym. But anyways. He's fought bigger fighters. He's got a big punch. They're both undefeated. And besides, there's the same thing Pacquiao did when he was younger, when he fought Cotto and De La Hoya. So why not?
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Definitely you need to call in more, man, Enrico. But I'll tell you the difference between Pacquiao and Mikey is that Pacquiao had momentum. He was already looking like a little beast. So people... They could see the ability of him moving up, I guess, right? It was like they could fathom it, right? So, you know, right now, Mikey's like so far removed. It's like, yo, what are you talking about? And, you know, like Matt keeps saying, there are plenty of fighters there. But Enrico, you got anything else? You are a first-time caller. I do want to give you a little more time. Obviously, this is a spontaneous show. We're only giving our callers a minute because we're trying to get out of here. It's already 11:12 on the East Coast time. But you are a first-time caller, so I want to be generous.
Got anything okay. Else? Well, you know, well, that's all I got, pretty much.
All right, brother. Well, don't forget, subscribe, because we do spontaneous shows every day. You want to get that notification. And also, I know I'm going to repeat this on tomorrow's flagship show, but there are a lot of you who have not placed an address in Patreon. How could you receive a reward without the address? And I'm mailing out rewards this week. You've slowed me up because your address isn't there. Luckily, I got snow here Tuesday, so you know that kind of also threw a monkey in the wrench, whatever, you know the saying. Let's see. Matt, don't forget Enrico. We got Jesse in Richmond.
Word. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, hello. Word. What's up, Ness? Big ups to Ness. I watch your three reasons why Gennady or your boy Jacobs win, so I'll check that out tonight. Appreciate that, bruh. I got a whole lot to say, but I know I only got like 30, 45 seconds. So, man... I don't know, man. I guess I'm just bored. That's the only reason I tuned in on this one, man, because really it's kind of laughable to me, to be quite honest, man. I tend to agree with the notion of Mikey Garcia's inactivity and just being a relatively small dude. Yeah, he sparred with Chino, et cetera, man. That was, you know, a while back. But, I mean, sparring versus being in there with the big lights is a different story, man. Garcia's going to – I mean, Thurman's going to run that boy all over the ring, man. I don't think it's a good look in terms of from a business perspective, but that's just me. That boy Thurman needs
cut
to
it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Jesse, thanks for calling in. Great call. You know we're giving everybody a minute, unless you're a first-time caller. 469, are you a first-time caller? 469?
I'm not watching you with my fucking
hands
up. I'm not starting my fucking self.
Apparently, no.
Whoever he is getting yelled at.
He said, "I'm not starving myself."
Starving somebody or somebody starving him?
I think that was Chavez Jr. talking. He was yelling at his training conditioning.
No, that was Chavez Senior. Junior.
I'm not starving myself.
Damn, yo, he dropped off, man. That was a first time caller. We lost him now.
Gone forever.
Shed a tear. He gonna be like, he never gonna want to call in. He'll be like, yo, I was the one that was starving. They were starving me, Ness.
If he's smart, he just calls back in a month when, like, we forget about that number.
Yeah, no shit.
Yo, that's instant fame, though, if you call in. Like, yo, I was that starver caller. It's like, oh, starver caller. All right, let's get out to Dre.
Call back in.
What's up with it, Ness? What's up with it, Matt? Shit, I'm just letting y'all know that I like the fight, but, you know, he got a couple of more fights than where he had already. I think Miguel Berchelet, Easter, Lomo, even Verdejo. I know Verdejo didn't look too good in his last fight, but he's falling off a motorcycle. Trust and believe, you ain't going to feel the same way. I broke my leg and got glamis off of a quad, so you ain't going to feel the same, but we'll see you in his next fight. But he got a couple more fights, but it'd be a good fight in the future, but not right now, man. Miguel, Mikey need to a couple more fights in, but that's all I wanted to call about, man. I just wanted to say what's up to y'all, man. Good luck, man, on the read yesterday on the Brook and Spence. I like that. You feel me?
Well, thanks, Dre. Thanks for calling in, brother. All right, that has been another spontaneous show coming to you from the TBV Rumor Mill, where we're bringing you news, rumors, and headlines. And today's headline, because we can't call it a rumor because we even played the audio of the man saying it for himself, you know, even though Matt, aka the hipster, doesn't want to, you know,
it's not going to happen. Like, let's just all be real. Like, do any of us here on this panel believe that this fight's happening in July? Yes or no?
No.
Ness?
No. The thing is,
oh no, don't do a Hillary Clinton diversion.
No. There's not enough money. Like, Mikey doesn't have enough money to offer. You know, it's like you said, that math is too simple, man. Putting those purses out there fucks everything up, right? Because it's like, yo, you made $2 million for Danny. Like, Mikey would have to take this fight at, like, $350,000, maybe a quarter
million. No, not that. No.
But you know why this was such an important
high show? High six figures for sure, like $800,000.
Yo, but look, despite that fact, do you know why this not is?
Give him $800,000 and give what, Thurman 1.5? Like, what?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be outrageous. Dude,
bro, no!
That would be a realistic number that they could
realistic
for that fight. I'm not saying that's a number that they would accept.
No, that's not realistic because Broner did 1.25 versus Malignaggi, bro. Just right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but
that's Broner.
Yeah, that's Broner.
Yo, and we're talking about Thurman now with two belts. Get out of here. He not.
Yeah,
a Thurman,
but that doesn't raise your stock. Like Mikey, that doesn't raise
Mikey
your stock.
We're talking about
two belts doesn't raise your stock, my friend.
It raises your stock, but it doesn't raise it in the commercial set. I mean, how many commercial fans that didn't know about Thurman are sitting there saying,
every fighter.
No, that's a good point. You're right. That's a good point. It still raises his dollar amount. You're right. That would raise his dollar amount. Yeah, you're right.
Every fighter our interview says it's not. It, like, when you get the title shot, you don't make no money. It's after. It's defending the belt.
No, that's – yeah, you're right. It would raise his dollar amount. I was thinking of his commercial success. But look, this is the point I want to make. This is why this show is important. Not because this fight could happen or might happen or won't happen, but because Thurman wanted with Garcia to raise his stock, and that's exactly what happened. He accomplished that, and it's evidenced by the people calling him out.
That's true. I mean, at the end of the day, that's like something he could, you know, chuckle at. Like, hey, I'm finally in the A side. I'm in the driver's side. Even though he's been in the driver's side all along, right? I mean, whoever is the I guess Al Haymon, who is in control, right? I mean, look at all the inaugural whatevers he's had, the NBCs, the Fox Sports, and all those things like that. So it was all chess. And, you know.
Very quickly, I want to ask both of you guys a question. What do you think the viewership would be if Thurman fought Mike Garcia on CBS? How many viewers? What's the peak?
Listen, Matt, you don't got to be so mean. We get it. Mikey's
no, I'm not. It could still do over the peak. I could say it does 4.5 easily.
Oof.
What? 4.5 million?
The peak. Yeah, not the average, the peak.
Ah, man. Why?
What was the peak for?
The peak for Danny and Thurman was 5.1.
Yeah, so why? You're crazy. This Garcia isn't even half as known as that other Garcia.
But they did an average of what?
They put this fight in LA and they market right. They put Thurman and Mikey on every radio show, everywhere in LA. It would do big numbers.
I think it would do big numbers in LA, but nationwide, I'm not sure.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
July's an off month for sports. Nothing's going on. Baseball's in the slump. Hockey, I think, is over. Basketball is over. Football hasn't begun. It's the slump of sports. You could do big numbers in the summertime.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can find my co-host and my co-producer.
At Mario Munguia on Twitter, at Mario Munguia on Instagram, and Mario Munguia on Facebook.
And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Go to patreon.com/Mixed Combat Radio to support. Peace.
Expect Gennady Golovkin, Jacob Weigand shows. Obviously tomorrow.
Roman Gonzalez film studies. Come on. Ooh. Come on, guys. I'm down. All you hardcores in the chat, come on, demand it. Nah, get the fuck out of here. Come on.
That's me ducking the Roman Gonzalez.
At 47-0.
Yo, this is
two more fights, and then he's tied with Mayweather's number.
Anytime the music beat that stops, shit. It's like overtime on HBO, right? So I seen the Roman Gonzalez 2 days. Did you guys?
Yeah. I did not see that, actually.
I liked it.
Was it good?
I wouldn't mind doing a review on that.
Ooh.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No, but that's I want to watch a fight. Come on.
The Roman fan.
Yeah, I want to do a fight too. I like that lot. I like your idea.
Both fought Carlos Quadras, so that makes sense to watch that fight.
There you go.
Who fought Carlos Quadras?
Roman Gonzalez and his opponent, who I'm not going to try to pronounce.
I know. I was like, I'm going to wait for Matt to say it.
Let's get Jeffrey on that shit.
That was a good fight, though.
Both fights were good.
Never heard of them. But I hear you. Whatever the public demands, like you said, get in the chat. Tell them, Matt. Rally up the hips.
Comment. Go comment on this video that we want that you guys want to see Roman Gonzalez film studies before his fight on Saturday.
Yo, cue in the laugh.
Well, let me get the laugh.
Nah, too late. Mario, where's your soundboard?
Nah, you should cue this because this is yours.
The ha-ha?
No.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, for sure. But when you're talking about that fight, it's like... But anyway, we're out.
Peace.